Okay, welcome everybody to the Use Case Realization Call for February 19th, 2020. Today, Lukasz Grech is going to be talking about the SO workflows to building blocks. Next week, we're going to be talking about the use case process, the use case teams process, and hopefully everybody here will give input and thoughts. You can take a look at the page already that I have up here, and it's I've gotten up to about M2 roughly, so please provide comments and thoughts if you want before next week. Let me just get a second for me to capture who's here. Actually, I'm just going to turn over to Lukasz. Lukasz, are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Okay, I'm going to stop and I'll let you.
All right, you should be able to see my screen. Hopefully you can.
Yep.
All right, so should I start? Button?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, okay. Okay, so welcome, I'm Lukasz Grech, working from Nokia team, and I'll be talking about this PNF, PNP workflow migration to building blocks. So basically, this is mostly related to SO and CDS, let's say, and our goal is to, maybe I'll make the font a bit larger. Our goal is to migrate the PNF plug and play workflow to building blocks. This workflow was introduced, I believe, even in Casablanca already, or in with the previous solution that was in SO, so-called VNF API. And now with introduction of these building blocks, so-called GR API, let's say, we are migrating this workflow to building blocks. So we will create some new building blocks. The idea is to also...
Can you zoom in a little on the building blocks? It's hard to see the text.
Yeah, all right. Zoom in. Yeah.
If you just hit the control plus key, and yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I will show you the workflows soon. So the idea is that we will include those newly created building blocks in service macro create. So there will be by default already in this flow. And we will also leave the legacy implementation, so the current VNF API implementation intact for at least for the Frankfurt release, and then later we will decide whether to remove it or not. So what I mean by PNF, PNP workflow, basically it consists of two BPMNs. It's a create and activate PNF resource. This is what you can see here, hopefully. This is a legacy kind of, or the one that we are migrating, which basically, well, as it says, it creates a PNF resource in the ANDI, and then it waits for the event, PNF ready event coming from the PNF, or rather the PRH component. So basically, this is the current, let's say, implementation that we have. This is like a first part of this PNF PNP, and the second part, which was contributed by colleagues from Ericsson, is the configuration part, the configure PNF resource, which basically consists of two actions, two tasks, config assign and config deploy. So those two BPMNs are used in currently create for CPE RESTcast service BPMN, and this is just a part of it. I can even show you if you want. This is the full, let's say, PNF, PNP workflow, but of course, we're just migrating the part that is create and activate PNF resource and configure PNF resource. So this is what we are migrating.
So Lukasz, it might be a good idea just to take one of these, like, and step through, like, what does this box do? What is it, what can you add to it? Can you remove it? What is it there? What is it named? Kind of step through one of those flows and see, describe it, and assume somebody doesn't know anything, like they're just starting out.
All right. I can, that's fair point. I can go through this pretty quickly. Basically, this is this first one that that Nokia team created. Basically, the thing that it solves is that when executed, it should create an entry in inventory in ANAI that PNF, new PNF, will be kind of instantiated. So this is here, this is this first part, let's say the left part. And then when this entry in ANAI is created, then this workflow will wait for the message, special message coming from DMAP. It's called PNF ready. And this message will be sent when the, let's say, physical actual device PNF will be enabled and will send this message to ONAP. So whenever we receive this PNF ready, generally speaking, this workflow will continue, will assign this PNF to a service, and then it will finalize. So the only job of this workflow is to create PNF entry in inventory, wait for this event, and assign this PNF to the service instance. So this is whole job, let's say, of this workflow.
So this is basically also for people who may not be familiar, this is also part of the plug and play flow. And that wait for DMAP PNF ready notification, when the actual PNF gets turned on and is installed and powered up, it will send a PNF registration VES event, which is received by ONAP. And then when ONAP's PNF registration handler, the PRH, receives that, it issues a PNF ready onto DMAP. And that's what Lukasz is showing here. So one question, Lukasz,
yeah.
Can you change this flow? Is this fixed? Is there a designer for this? I see that there's...
Okay, so this is, like I said, this is this... let's call it legacy version, the VNF API. It cannot be changed. I mean, it's a BPMN. It is as it is, right? The one that we will migrate to will be consisting of building blocks that I will show you in a second. And this one, of course, can be modified, let's say, as much as building block framework allows you to. So you can change the order of building blocks, let's say, or if you can probably use workflow designer to modify it, perhaps, I don't know, this kind of stuff, right? This is kind of the legacy version, which is kind of fixed, let's say. This is coming from this create VCP workflow, which is a macro workflow, and it is as it is.
But like, for example, when it says wait for DMAP PNF ready notification, it doesn't really show where that's coming from. Or, I mean, there's a lot of abstraction in this diagram, right?
This is basically working workflow, right? It's used, tested, and verified. It is integrated with this workflow message from Komunda, from BPMN, and yeah, it does not exactly show you who sends this PNF
right exactly. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. Is that a goal to get to that level of detail, or are we just going to leave it like that? That's really my only question, since the question was brought up about how immutable is this. It seems fairly high level.
High level, well, not sure. Perhaps I know what you mean. Okay, so let's change an order a little bit. I will show you how we migrated, and this picture should explain a bit more. So after, let's say, migration, we will have these following five building blocks, which, let's say, the first two are coming from this first workflow, and the second two are coming from this configuration workflow. So as you can see here, we will have the assign PNFBB building block and wait for PNF ready building block. So this will be a separate, it is actually already implemented, I can show in a second. And this maybe picture explains a little bit more. This is what Ben was mentioning. When you have a PNF hardware, some kind of physical device, ONAP requires that it will send the PNF registration event to DMAP. And then we have a special component, PRH. This is like a PNF registration handler. It's already there. I think is part of the DCAA platform, if I'm not mistaken. So this PRH listens PNF registration event, and then it receives it. It's doing some processing, and then it will, this PRH sends the PNF ready event to DMAP. These events are defined by DMAP schema or by VES schema, let's say. So this PRH will send this PNF ready event, and this particular building block, as well as current implementation, this will wait for this PNF ready event. There is a Java implementation backing this, of course, waiting, let's say, because Java service was required to listen for this PNF ready event.
Right. So, well, first of all, thank you for showing that. But if you can go back to the previous detailed figure, which addresses part of the question. So, this is helpful because it unravels the additional details in the registration and ready event. But yeah, it doesn't show for some reason any feedback or link uplink going to the PNF hardware to show that the registration that there's a ready state. I mean, does registration mean that it's ready, or is there more required with some communication between the PRH and the PNF hardware to come up with that? That's all I'm saying. And maybe there isn't, but it's just not clear to me right now, coming in off the street looking at this for the first time. That's all I'm saying.
As I recall, there isn't. So after the after the PNF hardware is up, it should send some information like identification and IP address to this DMAP. This is what is coming to register to via this PNF registration event. And there is no later at this point, let's say, any communication with the PNF. The next communication with PNF will be here in the configuration part.
Got it. Okay.
I can double check it. This is a fair question, yeah, and I could double check it. But as far as I remember, PRH just takes the PNF registration event, takes the some input from it, and sends the PNF ready event with some modified input.
Yeah, basically, it's just saying it's up and running and it's there, but it doesn't tell you much else about PNF. So
Lukasz, maybe if I could steal the ball just for a minute.
No problem.
I can show people this use case here. And I'll put it in the chat here so people can, where's the chat? Okay, so here's the thing. I'll just go over really quickly. So Plug and Play started a long time ago in release 3. And I was kind of leading that use case. And there's 5 major stages where basically you're modeling, and then the PNF, you create an inactive ANAI instance in it, and then waiting for the PNF to be installed. It comes up, sends the PNF registration event. And this is what Lukasz is showing, basically, that the PNF registration event comes in, it's received by the PNF registration handler, and then the configuration finishes. And there may be vendor specific stuff at the end of activation here. So basically what happens is a work order is received, SO gets that work order, and basically it does some stuff, but it creates an inactive ANA entry and then waits, right? So it says, okay, ONAP is ready to receive this thing. On our end, we're ready for this thing. And then what happens is the actual PNF comes up, sends its registration event. And now those are 2 asynchronous things. So it might be the case that this didn't get created yet, and that ANAI entry isn't there. If it's not there, then the PNF just loops and keeps sending it until that is there. Once it's there, ONAP will then say, oh, you know, I recognize you. It checks an ANAI, sees that there's this inactive entry, and says, oh, okay, we've been waiting for you. That's good that you came up. And this PNF registration event, VES event message gets onto the DMAP bus. It's received by this PNF registration handler, checks the ANA entry and says, oh, and And that's what that sort of processing in the PRH does. It sends the PNF ready, which basically says, oh, okay, you know, we've received the PNF. it contacts, it lets SO know, and then other layer 0 through 3 stuff can happen. And then this is what Fred is asking about. So the kind of the ACK back to the PNF is that you can send a config service back. And the controller has a chance to, this is optional, it doesn't have to, but it can send via Ansible or NetConf or Chef, you know, as some final configuration stuff to let the PNF know, you know, ONAP has received your message, you're ready, and here's some additional information that we want to tell you. And then after that, the service, you know, this is all normal flow stuff. The service is up and running and it monitors the service. So this is what, this is what these building blocks are trying to capture, all this stuff in SO, right? So all these building blocks and workflows are kind of things that are in SO, and it's trying to encapsulate the things that SO does in a in an easy to visualize and understand form. Okay, I hope that helps. Right. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
That helps a lot. Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, you're
welcome. Great. So okay, so like I said, the main, let's say, goal of this feature of this Epic is basically to migrate, right, this version of the workflow to the new building block version of the workflows, and basically this is the 5 building blocks that we will provide, and 3 of them assign PNFBB weight for PNF ready and activate already implemented and in the master release, let's say in the master branch of SO. Currently, we are working on this config assign PNF and config deploy PNFBBs. And basically, the kind of this is part that we are trying now to migrate. The problem is that this is kind of new implementation. This configuration of PNF resource is using CDS as a controller, and there is, let's say, a lot of new implementation in SO which kind of handles this SO CDS integration. This is a new code, and this is that's why it's a bit it's getting longer to implement those stuff. Basically, there are some, let's say, things that those building blocks are doing. I can go quickly through this. Assign PNF BB basically must should create the entry and the yeah, like I said. It also stores some model related parameters in the AI of the PNF. The PNF schema in the AI is quite extensive. We are not initializing all the fields currently. Only the fields that are required, let's say for now, the one that this is like kind of input from Ericsson colleagues from Oscar to support those model related parameters. If later more parameters will be needed, then we can add initialization of more parameters, let's say. It also creates entry between PNF and the service instance in the NDI. And it will also set the PNF orchestration status. This is the NDI also kind of parameter. Going through this, all those building blocks, different orchestration states that will be assigned to the PNF. There were defined previously which states it, let's say, PNF should have. So in this case, we will set it to assigned. The wait for PNF ready BB, like I said, waits for this event coming from DMAP, which is sent by PRH. The thing is, which is important here, when user instantiates a service that contains PNF, user should set the PNF name. And this is a thing that has to be set by the user, and later when this PNF ready event will be coming, or the PNF registration event from PNF, the same name must be used as the PNF correlation ID. So those events has the field PNF correlation ID, and it has to match the PNF name which was set by the user during instantiation. This particular building block will set states, this PNF orchestration states, first to register before it started to wait for the event, and when the event is successfully received, it will change the orchestration status of PNF to registered. Like those two steps, like I said, are under development or rather even under specification, I would say, because we are still figuring out the details. Basically, we will use similarly as,
Just one quick question. So for all of these building blocks, can you give us a sense of, is this coded in BPMN, I guess? So what is, how do you, basically these are all just BPMN code that somebody kind of puts together.
I will show you the code. For example, for this step is pretty the most complex for now. This is working, let's say, building block, which is basically a BPMN. Then those BPMNs are kind of stacked in an ordered list, let's say, and they are executed by one by SO framework. So this is one of those, and like I said, this is basically matching the previous implementation. And each of those BPMNs is actually connected with Java tasks, with Java implementation, right? So there are basically, like you notice, this is a high level, let's say, flow, which actually calls some Java implementations underneath.
And right? As far as those implementations are concerned, terms of the domain specifics and the vendor specifics, how is this being designed for minimum new integration factoring to handle different PNFs? Or in other words, how much work is involved and so on?
Basically,
it doesn't sound very model driven right now, but again, I don't know a lot about. This is my first exposure to this, so.
It's not model-driven. Let's say all of those implementations are generic and vendor-agnostic and PNF-agnostic. They are driven by the, let's say, whatever PNF schema that we currently have in our inventory. So there was an idea how the PNF should be modeled in the, let's say, on the design side in SDC, or in the runtime side in ANAI. And this is completely kind of vendor agnostic PNF model. And all those implementations work on top of this model. So any PNF that adheres to the contract that it should send PNF ready, it should have some specific, it should send some specific fields in this PNF ready, obviously, like IP address, let's say. So any PNF should work without any issues, right? So also those implementations, let's say, that we have, it's not kind of specific to this, let's say, PNF or even, let's say, kind of this implementation. These are also generic implementations in SO that are actually reused in other workflows to other BPMNs. So there should be no, let's say, vendor specificness here.
Something that's kind of interesting is that, I mean, when you go into a building block, it looks like a workflow. Like this looks like a BPM workflow.
Because it is, it actually is, right? So what we call building block is basically a BPMN. So top kind of the top structure of a building block is always BPMN. And underneath there is obviously Java implementation, but on top there is a BPMN. And later, if we talk about this, I mentioned that we will include those BPMNs, those building blocks, in service macro create. So this is kind of how SO works, this building block based implementation. This is how it works. It actually defines so-called flows, and each flow consists of number of building blocks, and each of those building blocks is actually BPMN. So later, when we execute it, SO will kind of call all of those BPMNs in order for specific resource types. So for example, those will be called for PNF object, right? Some other will be called for VF module objects, some other will be called in for VNF objects. But SO handles all of those details. It takes takes a look at the service model, then it takes takes a look at the flow sequence, and it decides which building blocks should be executed when. And as you notice, each building block is actually a BPMN, which...
Lucas, I have a question on that. So to me, you know, business processes, they imply latency. I mean, is there any thought around constraints for that and just making sure that we, you know, implement things within any required constraints? Or is this all like a pre-provision type thing?
Thanks.
Not sure if I fully understand. So,
can somebody apply like certain constraints of when and how these are used? And I think that's what.
So, what you can, if you're asking about the kind of customization of those stuff, perhaps if I understand correctly. So, what SO currently allows you to do? This sequence, for example, for this particular service macro create is defined is let's say in the database. It's a dynamic thing kind of, and you can reorder those stuff. You can add new building blocks here. You can remove building blocks. You can replace existing building block with your own version of building block. So it means that you don't like, for example, how this wait for PNF ready is implemented. You could provide different BPMN for it and replace it in this database with your own implementation, let's say. There are constraints for that. It's not kind of yet that flexible that you could easily switch these BPMNs, but there are some initiatives to improve it. There is so-called workflow designer in SDC. To be honest, I haven't used it yet, but the idea is that you could it's basically a UI where you can choose which building blocks you would like to execute for particular kind of operation. So in that sense, you could basically drag and drop building blocks in the UI and they will be executed. In theory, like I said, haven't used that yet. So this is idea for the customization, I believe, for of these building blocks. Otherwise, currently, if you want some customization, you basically need to change SO code now, let's say. If you would like some deeper customization, like Java implementation and so on. So you would need to change the SO code. Yeah.
So you mentioned someplace where constraints are implemented. Where was that? Was it within a BPN or BPMS, you know, workflow?
So,
maybe Melanie, if you can give an example of what you mean.
Well, what I'm wondering is if we kind of have to spin up something really quickly, you know, do we ensure that everything's pre-provisioned? I mean, especially as we go to 5G, and Ben, you've heard me talk a bit about this, but, you know, is there an ability to set constraints around something like latency? Applying that, so.
Lukasz, maybe like within, if you show a workflow, like are there points where you can make decision points of I execute this piece or that piece? You see how you have the timeout there? I go to this path when this happens, I go to that path when that happens. That sort of decision point is constrained basically, right? So
At this point, it will be difficult, I believe. If
you were showing another flow with the little X. You had the two X's and the one flow, one above and back to a different one. Go to the previous one, the one before that one, right there. See how I do the yes no there? That's a constraint, right? That's basically you check for something, yes or no, it goes to a different path based on the decision, right? And that is essentially a constraint, you know, like, and the constraint is just saying.
Yeah, at least a constraint of some type.
Right, so basically a constraint could be, if you have some variable, is that variable, say, above 5? Is it below 5? You know, that's example of a constraint.
So when you are inside a building block, it's difficult, because even this constraint is based on some parameter, and this parameter has to be defined somewhere. Actually, this one is actually luckily an input for this workflow, in a sense that when you send a request to SO, you can set this parameter to some value. For example, the timeout, right? You can define, here's the wait, there is this clock, and it will wait for some specific amount of time. And this parameter was exposed, let's say, to the outside world, and you can set it to different values. You want to wait for 1 day for this PNF ready, or 1 hour. It's up to you. So this can be done. But if someone did not implement it in the BPMN itself, it will be difficult for you to make any decisions here, because there is no way to kind of interfere with execution of this workflow, unless someone figure out some decision points and allow you to modify them or configure.
So maybe we just take it offline, and you know, I think you brought up, you know, a possibility of kind of where or how. Thank you. Maybe we try to kind of delve into this in a bit more detail too. Okay.
There is a specific also kind of a solution in SO, which, like I said, works on in kind of this. The building blocks are executed in a sequence which is defined somewhere in database, and this is the main configuration that you can do. You can change those building blocks, or change the order, or remove some of them. This is the only practically configuration that you can do. Rest of the how the building block works itself is difficult to change without changing the code. And if building blocks, of course, some building blocks are kind of model driven, heavily model driven. For example, this configuration, right? This, the one that configures, maybe I'll show it here. Those two blocks, for example, these are purely model driven via the CDS. So whatever type of configuration you have on a PNF, whatever interface your PNF supports for sending the configuration, is it netconf, is it REST, or whatever, what kind of parameters you have on PNF, all of this is configurable, model driven, and those building blocks kind of are completely agnostic to the specificness of the PNF. They are completely model driven. So in that sense, you can customize it. But when you are looking at the building block tasks and this flow, it cannot be changed easily unless someone allowed to expose some configuration outside. Okay, hope this helps somehow. This is maybe a bit deeper subject, and
I suggest we kind of, you know, dig in a little deeper offline, but thank you kind of starting into that conversation. Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Rukash, is it fair to say that essentially a building block encapsulates a set of a BPMN, a flow, so that you can manipulate the building blocks as a set, basically? So, you know, a building block represents a BPMN flow, which is a set of steps in SO. And rather than manipulate all these flows in a big mess of flows, you basically label one flow as a building block, and then you can take these building blocks and put them together, and it's easier to see the higher level picture of what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. And the idea behind building blocks is that they are kind of generic and they should be model driven. And but of course, they are model driven via the model that we have in ONAP, right? So, for example, when you have this kind of, I don't know, assigned VNF assign, which creates some VNF entry in the AI and then calls controller as DNC, for example. All of this should be model driven via AI schema, via SDNC configuration, via CDS configurations. But the tasks itself, like you said, is just a, you cannot change it, it's just a block of tasks.
Yeah, thanks.
Each task can be model driven, but again, you cannot switch the order of tasks, etc. Yeah.
So hi, this is Chris from AT&T. Has Yuri Malikov given a presentation about CDS and the ability to basically to self-serve way to create a building block? Has he given any presentation on that?
I mean, I don't know if on this forum he did or not.
Yeah, I guess it's really a question for Ben.
Yeah.
Yuri is actually going to be talking. he's scheduled for April because I think he's on vacation right now or will be soon. So I have been negotiating with him, and he said that he will be at one of these calls in an upcoming meeting. Yeah.
Okay. So. Just to give you a heads up on what he's going to talk about, with this new CDS controller, they have the ability to allow the user to basically create any building block they want, and they put that into a generic building block, and MSO could then is then able to use that. I'm not sure how it all is going to fit in with the flexible workflow designer, but I think from my view, the vision, because I was working on that, is to be able to have MSO push that user-defined custom building block to the flexible workflow designer, and then the user can create a workflow using that. So it would give a lot more flexibility. Someone was asking about it being model driven, this is basically gives the user so much flexibility to do it without changing code.
Yeah, so just wanted to follow up on this. This is true. We are, let's say, working with Yuri. We have a sync calls too about this, also in relation to this migration. And as you mentioned, but this is just to let you know, this is just to kind of communication with CDS. So those two steps, config assign and config deploy, will go through CDS. And this, we will reuse actually the work that you are mentioning right now coming from Yuri and from other contributors to use generic building block exactly here to contact with CDS, which is fully model driven component, right? So yeah, in that sense, like I said, the configuration part is very model driven and flexible, and we will work on this, let's say on this job done by Yuri, but this does not apply to other building blocks, right? Other building blocks depends, can be model driven, can be less flexible or more flexible depending on the implementation of the building blocks. But for configuration part, all right. I don't know where I was.
We apologize. Just one more question on that.
Yeah, no problem.
Just showing. So I understand the building blocks. You design them. They're essentially workflows that are encapsulated, and they are BPMNs, which are basically a set of tasks that SO performs. So all these other arrows, you're showing the PNF ready event, the config assign, config deploy and stuff. Those aren't actually designed per se. Those other things are outside of the VPNs. They're interactions that these VPNs have with things outside of SO, right? So in other words, I guess I'm asking, those things aren't designed per se. They're actually just part of how you code the actual workflow itself, right?
Basically this is the, like you said, interactions with other components. So I wanted to kind of, they're showing basically what will actually the building block do. And not perhaps everything, but it shows the interactions with other components that it is kind of doing, right? So like I said, the assigned PNF VB will create PNF entry inventory. It will assign PNF to service. So it will call some APIs from ANDI to make it work. Similarly, activate will call an API of ANDI to set the orchestration status to active. Right. So these are kind of interactions with
and other those interactions with those other components, those are essentially coded into that's Java or whatever, it's software that's coded into the actual workflow, the BPMN within the building block, right? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Was Yuri from Amdocs or AT&T?
Yuri's from AT&T, but there's other contributors. Huawei is, I recall, one of them. I don't recall the others, but there's a couple.
Okay.
So I'm not participating.
Actually, I have some names here involved parties. So there are colleagues also from, I believe, Bell Canada and Tech Mahindra, I believe. These are the kind of people that, let's say, I'm constant contact when implementing this. So Oscar Malm from Ericsson, who was kind of responsible for this configuration, PNF configure resource part. And Henrik, I guess he's from, I don't know, Ericsson. I don't know now.
Yeah,
so he was involved heavily in SOCDS integration. And the new implementation in SO, and there is Yuri, of course, and Raul. Raul is now, I guess, involved in this PNF software upgrade, which is also relies heavily on SOCDS integration, right? So this is kind of the people that are working on this. Currently, there are multiple merge requests opened, code reviews opened for different parts of this kind of solution, let's say.
Okay, thanks. And Chris, where are you? Are you in David Liu's team or?
No, I'm under Sal Talamo.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right. Okay. I think I was going to talk about these two steps, but I guess we discussed them quite extensively of this configuration. This is still, like I said, work in progress. And I guess there is no much more we can say here. The last building block activation is pretty simple. Just sets the orchestration status of the PNF resource. When all of these steps are successful, at the end, we'll have a PNF instance entry assigned to service instance entry inventory, and the PNF will have the orchestration status set to active, and this will conclude this flow, right? At this point, other let's say workflows or other actions can be made on the PNF if needed.
Yeah, question, Lucas. Is this your work depends on the decision point JR ticket?
On what? Sorry?
The decision point which Rahul is working on.
Yes, somehow, yeah. So the most, let's say, we are relying the most on the implementation made by Henry, this decision point API that he implemented, right?
But there's another one which is initially work submitted by Bear Canada, but right now I think Rahul take it over. It's working on that.
Yes.
So it depends on that one.
Kind of partially, at least partially, the implementation that they are doing is kind of similar to ours, mm-hmm. but they are doing it for the software upgrade, and they are doing it for the legacy implementation of workflow, not for the building block based workflow, but at least this part of CDS related part for PNF is done for this legacy version. So I'm looking closely to the implementation that they are doing, and we are in contact with Raul. We have also sync meetings every Monday with Henry, Yuri, Raul, and others. So we are trying to coordinate this all.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just to let you know, I'm helping Rahul try to push that JIRA ticket to be merged by sometime next week. I hope it's not too late for you.
It may be a bit late. Like I talked today on SO weekly meeting, like we finalized this 3 building blocks, but for these 2, unfortunately, because of this late mergers, we cannot fully commit that we will do it in the next week, right? Because a lot of things is not even, let's say, agreed. Actually, this I talked with Henry, and this decision point API is kind of not tested yet. I mean, we will be the first testers whether it works or not.
Okay. So is there any
there is
backup plan? Is there any backup plan?
Yeah, the backup plan is basically that we are not removing legacy implementation. So basically, these workflows are there, they are working, and they can be used, and we won't break them.
Is it possible to ask Sashu to give some extend time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we would try to do as much implementation as we can in this next week, and then there is this integration part yet. If there will be bugs, we will raise bugs and try to fix them, and we'll do our best to finish it, right? Of course, Sashu set the hard, I guess, limit on the 2nd of March to for all mergers, because this is the last point, I guess, we can do it. So it's quite soon. I'm not sure we will be able to. I hope we will be able to do most of the implementation. And then let's see. Like I said, we will do our best. And hopefully this will be merged. A lot of depends on how reliable is the current implementation and how long it will take to match all of this, let's say, hanging match requests, right? Okay. Basically, this is the end. Maybe these are some more technical details. We needed to change some APIs in SO. To make this work, there are some. I didn't mention the UI part, maybe just a few words about the VID, because VID is obviously the UI for SO, let's say. And all of this service instantiation should be done via VID, but it does not support currently PNFs. So we will need to. It does not support PNFs in a sense that if you have a service model with PNFs and you want to do the macro orchestration for this using building blocks, it won't work. I mean, the VID will miss some of the UIs that are required to do this. So there is a separate feature to make these changes in VID, which is not committed for Frankfurt. We will start it soon, hopefully the discussions are being conducted with VID, with Itai, how to do it. But the GUI part, the VID part, will probably come in G release. For now, to invoke these workflows, to invoke these building blocks, SO API, the REST API, will have to be used basically by sending specific post and JSON to the SO API, and this is what we will be doing in Frankfurt, right? Yeah, so, okay, I don't have anything else. So do you have any other questions?
So maybe Oscar, did you want to say some words? Because you were heavily involved also with this this work as well. Oscar, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Not sure I have so much to add. I think we had already covered a lot of details here. But yeah,
so
any specific questions?
So you guys are focusing on what pieces, and you're trying to lead the integration efforts, right, on certain things. And you're also, I assume, working closely with SO.
There's some overlap with the PNF upgrade use case for this CDS related work. There is some overlap, and we have this common sort of dependencies that some of these gyre issues are delivered and so on in time. Then the other connection to another use case is actually that we have a PM use case, PM control, that we were looking at having that kind of triggered using this new building block based workflow, because there are some new functionality here that would allow us to have a more end-to-end the PM control use case.
And are there, I don't know, maybe Zoo also is, are there new building blocks that are being used for PNF software upgrade and for PM? Or did you introduce any new building blocks, or are they just using ones that modified ones here?
We have introduced four different new building blocks for PNF software upgrade. They all depends on this Bear Canada's GR ticket, which is Rahul is taking over. So
I see.
We're waiting for it.
So, but I think technically those upgrade building blocks are not using this new SO framework yet. So they're kind of modeled as building blocks as that you compose together, but they are not on a more detailed level actually using the new building block framework.
I think so. Yeah. So basically, in SO, there is new implementation was merged quite recently. The Java-based implementation that can be used by the building blocks, and now we have a kind of we're in the intermediate situation that we have two implementations, parallel implementations, and different building blocks are using different one. Let's say this is current status. Like I said, this is all very not yet decided how this will be implemented finally. Basically, different building blocks can use different implementations.
So is there any overlap in integration between Oscar Zoo and Lukasz? Is there, are there things you are each all?
Yeah. I can mention, I didn't mention testing, let's say. So we are testing all the building blocks with on API instance, let's say manual testing, we have unit testing, and also there was a robot test implemented for this older version, the previous version, and we plan to create the robot tests for this new building blocks based version. But we have it for this create and activate PNF resource. So basically we have it for those two. I believe that we don't have, at least on our side, nothing for this configuration part. I don't know, maybe Oscar can comment here whether do they have some integration tests on for that. But yeah, I think that anyway, we need to somehow agree how to test it end to end.
And Oscar, I thought there was some issue with integration. You were also concerned that there was some dependency between some of the work here and trying to integrate some of the, or maybe the PNF software upgrade, I'm not sure.
So, I mean, in the end, the software upgrade is a separate workflow with still sharing some of the Java code, for example, with this workflow. But as soon as this, if we manage to get this code merged into ESSO, then I think we can proceed separately with the integration testing for each use case. Otherwise, we have not planned any special testing of these configuration building blocks. In previous releases, we had a use case that used the old legacy VCP derived workflow. We have not planned to migrate that use case yet to the new workflow.
So there are some dependencies of both all several teams are kind of using this common code. You're waiting for that to be ready for integration, and that happens after the M4 drop, right? After March 5. Sorry.
Yeah, so I guess idea is that all merges will be done before, right? Next week, probably, including our implementation. But like I said, this may be challenging. But the idea is that we probably implement that all those merges will go before, I guess, the 2nd or of March at the most, right?
Okay. All right, great. Any last questions for Lukasz? We're almost at time here, so. Okay, hearing none. Thank you very much, Lukasz. I thought this was very, very informative, and I thought it was very useful. Thank you so much for your presentation.
Okay, no problem.
Thank okay, you thank you, everybody. So we, again, next week we'll be going over the process stuff, and if anybody has any topics they'd like to queue up, of course, just let me know. I can work you into the schedule. All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.